Well, the Cass County Conservation Board has a whole lot of stuff coming up for you here to enjoy over the next several weeks, and some of it for adults, some of it for the kids. We're going to talk about all of it here this morning. Laura Canning, the naturalist here in Cass County, with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming by. We got a lot to talk about, so I suppose we probably better just dive in. Let's see. What do we want to talk about first? Let's talk about the annual Youth Fishing Derby, because that's coming up soon.
Yeah, we have our Youth Fishing Derby on Saturday, June 11th. Anyone under 15 can sign up and register to come fish that day. It is pre-registration. We only can fit so many kids around our lake fishing. So register, call us at 769-2372. And then that day of, we'll have check-in until right before 9 a.m., and then you'll fish from 9 a.m. to 10:30. And then we will tally everybody up and see who takes home some prizes.
Very good. This is the third annual. Have you had good participation?
Yeah. We've had well over 20, 30 kids every time. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a good day. And our fishing this spring has been great down at Cold Springs. So we're hoping that continues on till the 11th.
Okay. Free event?
Yes, it's free. Yep, just got to pre-register. So give us a call. Get your and all you need to tell us is the kid's name, their age, and a phone number in case we have, you know, inclement weather or something come up that we can at least get a hold of everybody and things like that. So, yeah.
Sure. And they bring their own gear.
You can bring your own gear. We will have limited bait available and limited fishing poles available if you need to have one, or you know, you never know what happens the day of. You might need a backup. We've got, you know, there'll be trophies for the heaviest fish, and our longest fish, and even the smallest fish.
Mm.
So,
is this bank fishing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, don't need to bring the boat. Of course, you can if you'd like. Go out and have a good time after it's over. But just get signed up and get there and give the kids an opportunity to get out and put that cell phone away for a while and have some fun in the outdoors.
Yeah, we'll be fishing until 10:30, and then we'll hopefully have some great prizes to give away.
Yeah, you got some good support there for it, too.
Yes, yep. And, Capples and Shields, they donated some of our prizes this year, just like every year. So, it's been great.
Good. All right. So, get yourself signed up. It's just pretty simple. You just call.
Yep. Just call us at 769-2372. All we need to know is the kid's age, name, and a phone number in case we need to reach you.
All right. Very good. Well, that's the first thing, I guess, going on Saturday, June 11th at Cold Springs, because in fishing in the morning, in the afternoon, you're going to try to paddleboard, right?
Yeah, we're going to have one of our paddleboarding demonstrations, and it'll start. We have two groups. We have a 12:30 group and about a 1:15 group, and we can do five people at a time. So get registered. Pre-registration, just want to know that you're coming and that which time you want. And then that'll be, you can also call us at 769-2372 to register for that. You do have to be less than 250 pounds and over 16 to be on the paddle boards. But it's going to be hopefully a great day out on out on Cold Springs. We're going to be having fun.
Yeah, I know you were planning to do one earlier, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, we do have a no-go of some wind, with the lake. So hopefully it's going to be a nice day on the 11th. So
Cold Springs, a good place to paddleboard?
Yeah, yep. And we've taken them other places as well. But we like to host our demonstrations at Cold Springs. With the beach there.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of folks take up paddleboarding, some of the TV shows I've seen. They're doing it in other parts of the country and rivers and canals and in lakes and things. It's pretty versatile.
Yep. And ours are lake boards, which is great. And ours are inflatable, so we can move them and we can take them to other lakes and things like that. So, yeah, we pick them up and move them every now and then, too. So if you hear of other paddleboarding going on in other places, it might be me, too.
Okay. And again, you've got to register because they only have so many spots available.
Only so many boards, so many people can be doing it. Yep,
okay.
You got it.
So just call the office again as soon as possible. Get yourself signed up for that. All right. Now, I want to talk about some opportunities for the youngsters, too, because we've got some programming going on here for this summer. Let's start with the Nature Tots, the preschoolers.
Yeah, we have our preschool camp. You can call it a summer camp, but, you know, we prefer the parents or the caregivers stay with us for the 2 hours that we're going to hang out. And our first one's going to be this week. It's going to be Reef Rovers, and on that Saturday, the 11th as well. For 3 and 4 year olds or a 5 year old that's not been to kindergarten yet, get them signed up. It's free. The registrations are due the Monday before the camp. So we've got 2 left. We've got then also 2 in July as well. So, and then we'll have one at Sunnyside, and we'll have one down at our outdoor classroom in Messina. And we do it on a Thursday during the afternoon or a Saturday during the afternoon, to kind of catch those parents that work as well and can come on a Saturday with their kids, or if grandma can or someone can bring them on that Thursday.
Sure. And they're all different.
They're all different. Yep. We're going to do Reef Rovers, Australian Adventures, and then Prairie Pioneers.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. Again, a free program?
Yep. It's free. Just want to be able to register in all of our summer camp forms. If you haven't gotten any of our summer camp forms, they are on our website at CassCountyIA.gov. So, if you're looking for little kids, those preschoolers, or even the big kids, all the way up, we do summer camps all the way up to those 8th graders. And then a couple of those deadlines are still open. Get in this week and into the next week will be those deadlines.
Yeah, that Nature Tots preschool program, you'll want to get after that, because again, you've got a session coming up this weekend. What did you not have any other plans on Saturday?
No, I wanted to just do it all.
Everything in one day. Well, and I will tell you too, we're going to talk about the summer day camps too. Some of the registration deadlines have passed us for a few of them, but there are still opportunities out there yet. But just so you know, the sign-up sheets for those, both of less than a half a page.
Yeah.
I mean, there really isn't much there.
Nope. Yep. With our older kids, if you're a kindergarten and bigger, we do a medical form, but we usually just send that to you in an email, and your kid brings it with them the day of.
Sure. So. Well, let's hit those summer day camps coming up. You've got different grades, different topics.
Yeah, so we've got our Rockin' Reptiles coming up. That's our K through 2nd grade. Mm-hmm. That is still available for Atlantic. And that'll be at Sunnyside on the 20th or the 20th and the 21st, I'm sorry, 20th and 21st of June. That deadline is still coming up. That's the 17th for that deadline. If you've got a 3rd through 5th grader, we've got 2 opportunities. They can come out to Lake Anita yet, or they can come out to our Atlantic one at the Cass County Community Building on the 28th. So you've got 2 opportunities there. Those deadlines are still coming up on the 20th and 24th. And then if you've got that older kid, the 6th through 8th grade camp this year is all about fishing. And so this dives them into the fishing natural resources, kind of a natural resource job, which this year it's fishing. So our fisheries guys show them what they do in a day and what they do for fish sampling, electroshocking. We're going to do some kayaking and some bow fishing. They really get to have a full fun day at camp, of course. And we feed them at those big kids. We feed those 6th through 8th graders and for the $10 fee that you're going to pay. So all of our camps are only $10, and like I said, if you haven't gotten a form or haven't seen a form, it's on CassCountyIA.gov under conservation and under the camps.
Have the sign-ups and participation been pretty good so far for the early ones?
Yeah, so far, especially out at Lake Anita and things like that, when that one fills up and things like that. So yeah, but there's still plenty of time for those the last couple. So.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, still time. And, again, just call the office, and you can find the information online also.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then drop off the form and the money to our Cass County Extension office here in Atlantic and get them all registered up.
Yep, the summer day camps are always a partnership with the Extension Service here in Cass County. So they help out with that. Again, as I mentioned earlier, for both the Nature Tots and the summer day camps, the sign-up sheets literally are less than a half a page. it's really not much there. So name, rank, serial number, circle what you need, and get that taken care of, and it really isn't going to take you much time at all. And the kids will have a good time with it.
Yeah, we want to get out this summer and summer summer camps, and I know the summer reading programs are going on strong, and we've been going into our public libraries all around Cass County, so we've been seeing lots of kids in June, so already.
Do you get a lot of kids that repeat year after year?
Yep, and it's a three-year rotation, so by the time they age out and into the next one, they've seen them all.
Oh, perfect. So
it's a perfect rotation.
So it's good for them to enjoy and get that fresh experience each and every year, too.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, very good. If they want to find out more about any of these things, just as we mentioned over and over again, phone number, you can make the call. You can go online, Facebook, I suppose, as well.
Yep, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on all those things.
Okay. Check it out. Get the kids involved, and you get involved, too, in some of the things that Cass County Conservation has to offer. Laura, thanks for coming by.
Thanks.